The reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 2. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Now verses 30 to 31 in the same chapter. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. After the people had marched around them for 7 days, by faith, the prostitute Rahab began, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So a couple of things out. Good afternoon, everyone.
Very nice to see you here again.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, being in Windsor, it feels totally appropriate to start with saying something about the Queen. I'm sure lots of people must do that, right, as they come here. It feels kind of obligatory, really. But one of the things that struck me as I watched some of the Queen's funeral and all the sort of the media coverage around that was the number of times that people said that she was a good role model to follow. See, role models, we have role models, right? People we look up to, people we think they're good examples of life, people that inspire us and that we aspire to be like. And the verses that we just heard read from Hebrews chapter 11, well, they are from, as the video said, a kind of a hall of fame, a hall of fame of all sorts of role models to follow. And there are some really strong characters, some great people like Moses and David, and all those sorts of other sort of strong characters. People that you would be like, oh yeah, I'd look up to them. They'd be a good role model to have. But the one that we're looking at today, just for this kind of once-off, looking in Hebrews 11, we're looking at someone called Rahab, who's someone you wouldn't normally think would be a good role model to have. She's not a strong character. In fact, actually, she'd made some pretty terrible choices in her life. She was part of a fairly terrible group of people. But she has been included in this hall of fame. She's been included as one of these role models that we can look up to. And so we're going to look now at this one verse, verse 31, to try and work out why she's a good role model and what from her life we should follow, and perhaps maybe what we shouldn't. So here we go. Here's our first point. The first thing that we learn about Rahab, here we go, here she is that anyone can be saved. Anyone can be saved. Now, I need your help with this next bit. Just before we come to some of the detail of Rahab. This looks like a table. Okay, this looks like a wooden table that's upended on the stage. That's not what this is. This is a moral scale from high to low. And I've got a bunch of characters here that I need you to help me put on that moral scale. So we're going to start with someone very easy. Who's this? Donald Trump, that's right. Whereabouts should I put him? I need you to kind of help me. Higher, higher, lower, lower.
Lower.
Lower. I don't know, let's see. Oh, now here's someone where should we put her? High, high?
High,
I'm getting some more arrows up, okay, up here. Ooh, she's pretty good. My blue tack's fallen off. And do you know who this is? Who's this? Lewis Hamilton, that's right. Whereabouts, let's start in the middle. Where, higher or lower? Hands up, I need you to point. A little bit higher? A little bit higher, oh, lower. Ooh, controversial. He did get some speeding fines, so maybe that's sort of colouring how you think about him. Do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? Who is it? Thank you very much, Leah Williamson. She is the women's England captain in football. Whereabouts should she go? About the same? Higher? No idea. Yeah, great, okay, me neither. I know next to nothing about her, apart from that she's good at football. How about this guy? Yeah, pretty bad. Worse than Trump? And then finally, do you know who this guy is? Do you know who this is? Mr. Jolly. He's like a kid's entertainer. He's really irritating. Whereabouts should we put him?
Lower.
Higher, higher. He's a clown. He's pretty good. Okay, well, look, to be honest, we could put these people in all sorts of places, right? And I imagine some of them might divide opinion around the room. But one thing is for sure. Rahab, if she was on our scale, she'd be down the bottom here.
Yes.
Okay, she would be right down low. And there's two reasons for that. First of all, she's from the city of Jericho. See, I've got a little emoji here to tell us what God thinks of the city of Jericho. There are a bunch of people who hated God, who didn't follow him, who didn't want to have anything to do with him. They were a pretty evil bunch, to be honest. So first of all, Rahab's one of these people. She lives in Jericho. She's one of them. And actually, the people were so bad that God said, you need to go and destroy that city. You need to get rid of them. Because they so bad is their rebellion against me. So that's number one reason. Number two reason for Rahab is that she had a job that God really didn't like. She was a prostitute. And I'm going to leave mums and dads to explain that one at home. I'm not going to explain that here. But essentially, it was a job that made God very sad. She'd made bad choices, or maybe a bad choice had been forced upon her. We just don't know. But it was a bad job to have. And so for these two reasons, the fact that she lived in Jericho and that she had this terrible job meant that she would go right at the bottom of our scale. She was the low of the low. But Hebrews has her as a model. Someone that we should follow in some way because Rahab was saved by God. Hebrews 11 says this. By faith, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. When God's people, the Israelites, came along and did flatten the city of Jericho, she was saved. She was not killed, even though she was the low of the low. Rahab's an example to us. She shows us that anybody in God's economy can be saved. Anybody can be one of God's people. So no matter what kind of people we think God would want in his family, no matter how many of the people on this list here, on this moral scale, that we would think God would or wouldn't let in, actually, the story of Rahab tells us that any of these people could be one of God's people. Anybody can be saved by God. But how? How is that possible? How is it possible that the people at the bottom of this list, including Rahab, could be saved? How was it that Rahab was saved? Well, the first two words of our verse, of verse 31, tell us. Here they are. Oh, yeah, sorry, it's going back again. By faith. By faith, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who are disobedient. You see, anyone can be saved if they have faith. We've been thinking this whole service about trusting God. That's just another word for faith. The fact that you have faith or you trust someone. You hear it right at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 11. That faith is about trusting something you cannot quite see. A belief in something that is to come in the future. Well, Rahab trusted God. She trusted something in the future, something that she couldn't quite see. She had faith in God that he was going to be able to save her if she switched sides and sided with God rather than siding with being someone from Jericho. And her faith, she put it into action. And we see it in the verse, okay? By faith, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies. See, her faith meant that she did something. It wasn't just sort of something that stood in the background. Oh, yeah, I believe, I have faith, that's it. Don't need to do anything else. No, her faith actually pushed her to action, pushed her to really do something in her life that was different. And so when these spies came along, she welcomed them. Now, in the video, it's pretty obvious she did quite a bit more than just welcome these spies, right? And when the soldiers came hunting, hop, 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 looking for the spies, well, Rahab had hidden them on the roof. She didn't just welcome them. She put all her eggs in the God of Israel basket. She went wholeheartedly to trust God that he could save her. And she didn't give these guys away because she had faith. She had faith that God would look after her. And she trusted that God was bigger and stronger than the people of Jericho. Now, to illustrate this, I need a bit of help. Okay, so my daughter, this is Jemima. Say hello. Very good. Now, are you feeling strong? You're not feeling strong? The answer's yes. Yeah, good. You're feeling strong. Okay, do you think you can win an arm wrestle? Say yes.
Yes.
Very good. Excellent. If you can take your seat, please. You're going to kneel. Excellently. And then I need another volunteer. Anyone in the room willing to volunteer? Oh, Tim! Tim, lovely. If you could come up, that'd be excellent. This might have been rigged. Okay, now, Tim, are you feeling strong as well?
Pretty strong.
You feeling strong, feeling good? Tim assured me that there was someone in the church who sort of was muscly. Here we go. So, now, before you fight, just out of interest, and this isn't the time to be cuddly. Okay, this isn't the time to sort of take sympathy. Look, who do you think's going to win? Tim, you think Tim's going to win? I mean, let's see if that's really true. Here we go. And when one... Oh, that was it! It's all over! I didn't even get my intro in. Okay, big cheer for Tim, please. Woo! Well done. Now, you see, when you saw the two people out here, you sided with Tim, didn't you? You said, yes, we think that Tim's going to win. We think he's bigger and he's stronger. And you were absolutely right. See, your faith in Tim, your trust that he was going to win, was totally rewarded. You were absolutely right. And you see, it was a little bit like that with Rahab. You see, she was one of the people of Jericho, but she trusted, she had faith that God was bigger and stronger and better, and that he was the right one to side with. Okay? Sorry, you can't quite see at the back. My apologies. Here we go. She trusted that God was the one to side with. And if you read back into Joshua and read in chapter 6, you find out that her faith was absolutely rewarded. When God's people come along and flatten the city, she is saved because she puts the red cord in her window, just like we heard in the video. You see, her faith worked out. She was not killed. She was saved because she sided with God. And you see, actually, it's the same for you and me. You see, you and I can be saved if we have faith in God. If you and I have faith that God can save us out of this world, then you and I can be saved too. Because the reality is, the Bible tells us that one day God is going to come. God is going to come back. He's going to return. And that he's going to come and destroy the evil in our world. Just like he did with the city of Jericho. He got rid of that evil city because it wasn't good. God says that one day he's going to come and do the same with this world. He's going to get rid of all the evil. And actually that is a good thing. That is something we should want. Like we should want war to end. We should want justice. We should want corruption to be gone away with. That is a good thing. The difficult thing is that actually includes, if God gets rid of all evil, actually he has to get rid of the evil inside us too. See, we face God's judgment. It's a scary thing. It's difficult to talk about, but it is true. But if we side with God, even though, like Rahab, we are in some sense kind of with the low of the low before him, if we side with God, if we have faith in Jesus, that's what the Christian faith talks about. We were saying it earlier in our prayers. That if we side with God, if we have faith in Jesus, if we side with God, then God can save us. Anyone can be saved if they have faith. Now, lastly, just a kind of a word to kind of us as one of the things we learn about Rahab is that's not always easy. It's not always easy to have faith. Okay, it's not always easy to live in the world that we live in, to live in our surrounding culture, and to stay having faith in God. Just think about it for Rahab, right? Imagine when those soldiers came hup to her door and knocked on the door and said, Rahab, open the door. That would have been scary for her. It would have been difficult for her at that moment to say, no, do you know what? I'm going to side with God. It'll be difficult perhaps for us sometimes to side with God, to stick with him, to stick up for the truth in Jesus. But like Rahab had faith, she continued to believe that God was bigger and better and stronger, and so she stuck with him. So we can too. We can learn from her model of faith, to stick with God even when it might be really difficult. I'm going to thank God that anyone can be saved and pray that we would have faith even when life might be difficult as a Christian. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we praise you that you're a God who is so, so forgiving. We praise you that you can save anyone if they turn and have faith in you. And that includes us. No matter what our past has been, whether that's, you know, the past years or the past weeks, the past hours, you can save us and love us. We praise you for that, Lord, and we pray that you'd help us to stick with you, to side with you, even when that and if that becomes really difficult. Please help us to have faith like Rahab did, and that was a faith of action and a faith that trusted you even when there were scary things in front of her. Please help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.